Cuden. Tags 1968, Dante, Pyro, Ralph, Tab 1, Tab 2. Tommy and his group made their way over to the ninth green. "This is the ninth green," Pyro announced. "Please stack your lunches or line them up neatly along the outer edge of the training area. You'd be appreciated if you could put the lunches into your gear bags if there is no extra room along the tree line. It'll be a while before we are ready for a snack." Most of the boys complied. "Now, if there are no preliminary questions, we can begin." "Sir?" Dante interrupted. "Yes, Dante? Ralph isn't here."
"Isn't here?
He hasn't caught up with us yet. I think he spilled his gear bag in one of the sand traps."
"I see."
Pyro dispatched a pair of camp counselors to fetch Ralph. "Now, Tommy, please attack Dante with your handball." Hesitantly, Tommy rose to his feet. His camp uniform flapped in the cool breeze. Standing in the darkness, he could no longer make Dante out against the tree line. So improvised. Tommy lunged wildly, waving his handball around like a parade flag. He ended up taking three or four steps towards where Dante ought to have been standing. He was starting to wonder if he should adjust course when he felt what seemed to be a hand brushing against his visor, which caused him to blink uncontrollably. This disrupted his movements such that he fell directly onto his face. A bit later, Dante had tripped over his own handball and fallen on top of him. "Sarumo kikara uchiru," Pyro said, extending an arm towards Tommy to help him up. "I see the problem. Because of the darkness, you're both effectively blind."
"No shit," said one of the other boys.
"Actually," Tommy ventured, "because of my visor, if I had enabled the functionality, I would be able to see in the dark." Pyro was not impressed. "Yes, then that explains your fall." "I tripped. What do you want from me?"
"Get up."
"I went on like this for several hours. The nine boys finding any and every excuse to fall on their asses, and Pyro obliging them happily. I don't know about the agency, but I was certainly getting my money's worth." At a certain point, the two older students returned with Rolf in tow. It had taken them quite a while to coax him out of the sand trap. He had lost the contact. "Ralph, please attack Tommy with your handball."
"My?
Oh, I left that cab back at the cabin."
"I see.
Here, use mine."
"Oh, well, sure."
Ralph assumed an offensive posture and then tore off running towards Tommy. Only Tommy's standing wasn't where he had been moments before. Nothing was where Tommy had been. Ralph looked around. It was nearly pitch black. All he could distinguish in the night was the tops of the trees. He could not even see his own feet. Ralph's optic revelation was interrupted by the unlikely sensation of his left arm being wrenched fully out of its socket. Tommy had somehow entangled his arm with his own short staff. As Ralph cried out, Tommy sank deeper into his stance, fully applying the technique. At length, he released the pressure and fell back into a defensive stance. Ralph collapsed to the ground, writhing and spitting, nursing his damaged limb. Through his tears, he could just make out Tommy's silhouette, skylined against the clouds above the trees.
"Oh, bullshit," cried Ralph. "I quit."
Towards the end of the training session, Pyro began to pick on Tommy. "Tommy, with me." "Again, but I've gone the last 10 times in a row."
"What can I say? You're good at falling." Let's see if you can keep it up even when you're tired. It's a shit parade and you're riding the big float, said one of the other boys. Pyro triangulated the reverberations and then pointed out directly at the source of the remark. You're next. In the middle of Pyro's sentence, Tommy launched himself into the air, a full-bodied tackle aimed squarely at Pyro's chest. He could feel himself making contact even before it happened. On this, his first day of training, his confidence as a fighter was already on the rise. He was a natural not only at strategy but even at the blunt physical stuff. Pyro stepped lightly out of the way of Tommy's assault, digging his fingers into the slim space between his visor and his face. He twisted Tommy's body around in a spiral, somehow gaining the leverage to flip himself over Tommy's back. Next, the equal and opposite reaction. Pyro's movement sent Tommy hurtling over his head into a tree. The boy went limp and collapsed to the ground, unconscious. We're finished here for tonight, boys. We'll meet on the 9th green again tomorrow after the cookout. 2300 hours sharp. Immediately following Pyro's departure, Dante rose to the occasion. He knelt over Tommy's inert body and began to take down his trousers. Come on, guys, we'll give him a Scottish samurai while he's asleep.